Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyarim Klam Amches Simen Yutes. So Chayyarim is talking about this idea of people being mitzdarif when there's some limitation that they can't share each other's meal. So the Chayyarim continues and he says the following scenario. So we had an example of a Kohen eating challah and the other people are Yisraelim. We had an example of a person who eats pas nochri and a person who does not eat pas nochri. What about if you combine the two situations? The Kohen eats challah. He's eating challah, so Yisrael can't join him. The Yisrael is eating pas nochri, and the Kohen is careful about pas nochri, so the Kohen can't join the Yisrael. So now we don't have a tziruf in either direction. The Kohen cannot join the Yisrael because he doesn't eat pas nochri. The Yisrael can't join the Kohen, because he's eating challah, which the Yisrael can't eat. And a mitzdarfim. Shreishneim ein yuchalun lechol mikikarechot. They cannot join together in one loaf of bread. Now he asks, there's an unspoken question over here. Take a different loaf, which is not challah or pas nochri. It's pas Yisrael, but it's not challah. And they both can join in that. Okay, they can eat other bread other than what they're eating right now, so they could eat together. Zelo mahani, that doesn't help. The idea is the meal that they actually are eating is shareable between the parties. And the meal they are eating is the bread that they have here, which is not shareable amongst the parties. So therefore, they cannot join together. Okay. So that's not such a common case of the Kohen eating challah nowadays. But now he moves to a case which maybe is more relevant. You can have people sitting by the table, and somebody decides he wants to eat fleishigs, and he has leftovers from last night. Other ones are eating milchigs. So can we do a tzira for people eating fleishig and eating milchig? Now, bread which is on the table, which is being kept independent and not being mixed with the meat part of the meal, or the milk part of the meal, can be shared. Okay, b'mechol oichol cholov ubeiz baser. So if one person is eating milchik, and the other two are eating baser. So at this point of what the Chayyarim is talking about, he's assuming they can be mitzarab together to make a ziman. Because whereas in the case before, the item which was the bread was problematic. Over here, the bread itself is not the problem. The problem is the other foods. But the bread is not a problem. They can eat shared bread. Okay, so now the Chayyarim assumes that. He's going to come back to that possibly. But he says, even though we're allowing Zimun, the minig is the one who's eating milchiks should be the one who leads benching. Why? Because he can switch to fleishigs, whereas the people eating fleishigs cannot switch to milchigs. But the person eating milchigs can switch to fleishigs. Therefore, even though they're all eating, they could eat the bread together. The person eating fleishigs could eat with the milchig of bread. Not the milchig of bread. The bread was shared with the milchig of person. But since the main meal, which they're eating, this person can join the other two and they cannot join him, so he's the mitzarif more than they are, so therefore he shall lead the benching. The Mishabur points out, however, this does not override the mitzvah of a kiddashto of giving the benching to a kohen. So this is not a chiyuv mikra din, any one of the three can lead the benching. There's a minute to say that he's the mitzarif, he's the one who's joining them together, so he should be the one who leads the benching, unless you have some other consideration. For example, one of them is a kohen. The Chayyarim will give another example at the end. It's important to bench on a kohen. What about the kohen is chadash, and one person is makben, and chadash, and one person is not makben? Now, chadash only applies to grains. So I took my case of the benching on beer. So that would be another example, which we'll see as we go later on. Now, let's just talk about this idea that a person's eating milchik or can switch to fleishig. That needs some clarification. So, Yes Hashem, we will talk about that in the following shir. And meanwhile, have a good day.